Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts. Mm-mm.
Sunset in the video game, and I'm walking on the beach. The colors are radiant, orange, blue, purple, red, yellow. I'm reaching, it's all within reach. Appears on the shoulders, fake wind in my hair. I'm breathing, I'm breathing, I'm breathing, I'm breathing, I'm breathing fake air. And I believe I'm aware. Sunset on track, pulp of a burrito, architecture, reflection glints in my eyes. Post police, politics, organized cybernetics, dogs I despise. And I believe broken circuits, the cover band is mostly jamming tonight. Sunset on.
Well, hello there, everybody. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Big show today. We are scheduled to talk to Meg from U.S. Girls, the band U.S. Girls, Megan Remy, in a matter of minutes. Just working out, getting her onto the phone. And so that'll be a great chat. U.S. Girls are going to be in town this Sunday night. And excellent band. So looking forward to talking to her. And then later in the show, a quick chat with Kellarissa. She has a very big night ahead of her. She is releasing her latest album, Ocean Electro, tonight at the Red Gate Review stage on Granville Island. And so she'll be checking in with us a bit later on and getting us all hyped for a very big weekend here in rainy Vancouver. So let's get started with some Kellarissa. This is from the new album Ocean Electro, and this is the song Too Drunk to Be Afraid. Here we go. This is Kellarissa.
This dash from the bar can only end in water. Blackness. Confession.
All right, just a little note to say, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Currently listening to The Cosmic Range from Toronto. This is from their recent album, New Latitudes. This is the song Love 2. Before that, we heard Darlene Shrug from their self-titled album from last year. That was the song Strawberry Milk. That band features Meg Remy of US Girls and her husband Max Turnbull and a bunch of other people that have contributed to US Girls. At the top, or no, before that, we heard Ice Cream featuring US Girls backup singer Amanda Crist. That was the song Dial Tone. Great single. Very, very good. And at the top, we heard Kel Larissa from her new album, Ocean Electro, out tomorrow on Mint Records, but you can pick up a copy tonight, and that will be at the Red Gate Review Stage, and we'll be speaking to Kel Larissa in a few minutes. Still trying to get Meg on the phone. Oh, the technical difficulties of getting people on the phone, but I think it's going to work, but we'll just wait to see if she's able to call in, and then we'll have a nice chat. So it's going to be fun. Live radio. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you back to the Cosmic Range for a little bit, and then we'll have a couple of songs from the new US Girls album, In a Poem Unlimited. Here we go. Thank you.
to be patient as I've been made nervous. Get some help from the perks of my devotion's curse. And I know, yeah, I know the man's pain is much worse. For the moon and his grace are not with me.
Say the first one now.
Will later be last. My faith in scripture
has come to pass.
Now I won't play dumb. I've been trying
to sweep the slow.
And you give me a river. You tell me to run to land. My legs to your narcissist.
Thank you.
So that was Toronto's Friggs. They're going to be in town this Tuesday night playing with BB and Shearing Pinks at Redgate. And that was from their album Basic Behavior. That was the song Talking Pictures. Before that, we heard Vapid from their LP Lake of Tears from a few years back. That was the song 1983. Vapid are opening for Chris Horrific, along with Cruel Sport and Tommy Tone. And that is Chris Horrific's big release party Friday night. Get to the Redgate. Traditional classic Redgate on Hastings Street. It's going to be a blast, and Chris will be in fine form. We heard a song from Chris Horrific's new album, Post Season. That was the song, Goddamn. Chris, you're a church going man. I don't believe it. Anyhow, that was Chris Horrific. So Meg Remy is currently, I presume, in a van, some sort of vehicle, traveling through the mountains of Wyoming on her way to the Tree Fort Festival in Idaho. And the cell signal is very inconsistent, and so she is not able to call in right now, which is a real bummer. So I'm going to try calling her after my show and recording that, and I'll post it, or I don't know, I'll do something with it, and then maybe broadcast it next week. But there's going to be no interview with Meg Remy during this show, but we'll see what we can do, and I'm going to chat with Kelarissa in a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. We heard some U.S. Girls, the song Rage of Plastics from In a Poem Unlimited, and yeah, that's happening Sunday night. It's such a busy weekend. I've had to really use up a lot of social capital to try and, like, figure out how I'm going to make it to all these things. Anyhow, another band is playing Saturday night, kind of Juno-related, I guess. The Courtneys, they're going to be playing at the Fox Cabaret along with Peach Kelly Pop, Woolworm, and Dumb. Oh, what a bill. So many great shows. You should go out every night between now and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, come to the CITR AGM, why don't you? All right, this is from Courtneys 2, the song Virgo. Here we go. All right, that was the Courtneys with their song Virgo. Check them out on Saturday night. But who cares about that? Saturday is 2 days away. We've got more important things to do, like what's happening tonight. Hello, Kelarissa.
Hi, Duncan.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. it's a big night.
I know, I'm really excited.
Yeah. So for those out there who may not know what's happening, what is the grand festivities tonight?
My album, Ocean Electro, is having its special release show in Vancouver tonight.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what was the inspiration behind Ocean Electro? What were you going for with this album?
Mostly the ocean.
Yeah.
if we needed to have a theme, but it's actually just a culmination of the songs I've been writing in the last 8 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
My last record came out.
Cool.
The ocean theme seems to prevail.
Yeah. And you are going to be crossing an ocean as well. You've made a mini tour of the releases. You've got three releases for this album.
Yes, exactly. We're playing in Victoria at the Copper Owl tomorrow night, Friday, and then at the Vault Cafe in Nanaimo on Saturday.
That's really great. And
bringing an entourage.
So that's I saw a picture you posted. Typically, you play solo and with your keyboards and some pedals and stuff. But it looks like, yeah, you've got a bit of a backing band for tonight.
Yeah, actually, the backing band is just for tonight.
Right.
I have four singers, dear friends, and very talented women singing with me.
That's great. Have you ever done something like that before?
In 2008, I guess, when my first record, Flamingo, came out,
yeah.
I had some singers with me as well.
Great. Every 10 years.
come around full circle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. And what's the story of this record? When did you, and where did you record it, and who did you work on this record with?
I recorded it at Jay Arner's house in his kitchen.
Good.
About 2 years ago, and we would just meet up sort of once a week for a few hours at a time and record it. There was a couple songs that hadn't been written yet, but I wrote them as we went, and it took 2 or 3 months maybe.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering about the cover art. It's a very distinctive image of the ocean with some spotlights. What was the idea behind the cover art?
Well, I found it at a thrift store on Hastings, actually, like 5 years ago. And I did reverse Google image search to find it and to find out who made it. And it turns out it's a woman named Lori Fields, and she's in Washington, D.C. Huh. And I sent her an email, and I was like, can I use this for my album art? And she said, go ahead.
That's very cool.
Meant to be. Yeah.
Nice. And there were a few other songs you posted a couple of years back, Hall of Mirrors and stuff. Was there like what was going on with this record in particular compared to some of your older records? And
well,
the songs
Hall of Mirrors is a Kraftwerk cover, right?
Oh, right, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So I did a few things. Actually, I think it was even before Moon of Neptune. I had done a few recordings, and then they never really saw the light of day. So I, just put a few of them up on Bandcamp. But
right.
I tend to like to keep it official.
Yeah. Cool. And who's going to be joining you at the Redgate Review stage tonight?
So on backup vocals, I have Rose Melberg, Hillary Eisen, my sister Jessica Loiva, and my Fake Tears buddy, Alicia Rembold.
Nice.
And on the stage opening, we have Sydney from Hello Blue Roses, and then Jeff Kincaid, a.k.a. Devours.
Yeah, that is a great bill.
Yeah, and Jeff is also coming with me to Victoria and Nanaimo.
Oh, cool.
That's
nice. He just had a new single go up. It's a part of
the
CITR Pop Alliance.
Yeah.
And he's got, he's got some great new merch as well, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, I've seen it.
Do you have any merch?
I made Kelarissa t-shirts for the first time ever.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yep. They will be available tonight. I picked them up last night. Real last minute.
Yeah. Very cool. And anything else you want to add about tonight?
It's at the Redgate Review stage. That's at Granville Island. It's a little soft cedar, and the festivities will kick off at 8:30 sharp. Doors are at 8.
Don't mess around. Don't snooze on this one.
I made a playlist.
like a between bands playlist, and there.
Yes.
You've got like the half an hour set, and then Hello Blue Roses.
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
Cool. And anything? Any future plans with Colorist? Any other shows coming up after this weekend?
Nothing immediately, but Jeff and I are planning a tour of Eastern Canada in May. And I'm doing nice. Western Canada with Leif Hall right after that, you know, also in May. So
awesome.
I will tour Canada.
Right.
Which I've never done before, which is very exciting.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about a show that happened at Avant Garden a couple of weeks ago. And so Vasilis.
You were one of seven people there.
That's hard. But Vasilis was really great. How did you meet up with him, and what led to you bringing him or having a show with him here?
Like reached out on Facebook years and years ago and was like, oh my God, I love your music. And then I didn't know he made music. And then I didn't find out until like that visit that he has only been making music for a few years. And so like, I've known him for like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
But then I was at the Pitchfork Festival, I think with the Destroyer in like 2011. And he like came up to me at the like craft services table or whatever and was like, are you Calarissa? And I was like, yes. He introduced himself, and then we did see each other. He came to my show at South by Southwest like a long time ago also, where I played like 3 songs, and he said he was really high on mushrooms. Anyway, then he was just doing this very, very random tour. He was like flying all over the place, and I was like, come play in Vancouver, and you know, it's too bad more people didn't come, but it was very special and great to spend the day with him.
yeah, that was great. And you know, the power of internet for good. Maybe Facebook isn't a whole totally terrible all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's not. I believe in it.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the, you know, privacy issues.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks so much, Calarissa. Anything you want to add?
No, that's it.
Get there tonight, 8:30. The first band's on, and you're on at 10:30 or 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Sure.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I've set my watch to that schedule. All right. Well, thanks so much, and congrats on the new album.
Thank you very much.
I've heard half of it, and I love the half that I've heard. And I'm really glad it's going to be shared with the world very soon.
Me too.
All right. Let's listen to the first single. This is Ocean Electric. Anything to introduce this song?
No, it speaks for itself.
Fair enough. Thanks, Calarissa.
Bye.
Bye.
Staring into the grave. Miss Beth Ditto, frontwoman of indie rock band Gossip, on March 28th at the Imperial. Ditto will be performing tracks from her debut solo album, Fake Sugar, with special guest Shun. Tickets are available now at livenation.com. You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Big thanks to Larissa for calling in. Go see Calarissa tonight. Go see Chris Horrific tomorrow night. Friday at Redgate Classic. Go see the Courtneys on Saturday. Go see US Girls on Sunday. I don't know what's happening on Monday. And go see Friggs on Tuesday. So many great bands. So many great shows. Go out there and reach for your dreams. I'm going to close out with a band that's playing on Wednesday night. Carl Blau, part of the Mixed Gems night at Fortune Sound Club, playing along with Adrian Teacher and the Subs and some other people. Anyways, that should be a blast. You never have to spend a night at home again. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. We'll see if we can get a hold of Meg Remy and maybe have a interview next week, but no promises. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week. This is Carl Blau from his album called Out Her Space, the song Slow Children. Slow Children. Here is Carl Blau. Thank you.
Slow children, slow men, slow down the time when you know your place like the back of your hand, from the front of your mind to the back of your head. Peace out. All directions are greedy. Tidal swing, hanging low, heavy shoulders from hammering hard. Sacred ways celebrate something lost as something gained. Sacred ways celebrate something lost as something gained. Sacred ways celebrate something lost as something gained. Down.